We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A stormy night across south central and southeast Kansas. We've got the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. The families of victims of the 2016 mass shooting in Heston win a legal settlement.
The Mueller report is to be released today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Strong storms rumbled across south central Kansas yesterday. Could we see a few more showers and storms today? Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for several counties in south central Kansas Wednesday night. Heavy rain and hail reported, mostly to the south of Wichita. Quarter-sized hail was reported at Derby and Rose Hill. Golf ball-sized hail in Mulvane. 65-mile-per-hour wind was reported in Cowley County. The National Weather Service reporting about an inch of rain overnight in Wichita.
Several late developments have come out ahead of today's release of the redacted Mueller report on the Russia collusion investigation.
Even though Attorney General William Barr told Congress it wouldn't happen, the New York Times reports the Justice Department has been talking to the White House about the special counsel's report. Top Democrats in the House accuse Barr of waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump, and they're asking him to call off a news conference scheduled to be held before the report's release. But Republican Congressman Devin Nunes tells Fox News,
it's not for the legislative branch to tell them what to do or how to conduct themselves.
And the Washington Post is reporting the Mueller report's only going to be lightly redacted, not as blacked out as had been anticipated. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The families of victims of a mass shooting at a Heston business in 2016 have won a $2 million legal settlement from a pawn shop that sold the firearms to the shooter's girlfriend.
The settlement of three lawsuits in Harvey County District Court was announced Wednesday by Brady, a National Center Against Gun Violence. Brady attorneys represented the wife and young son of one of three people shot to death at the XL Industries factory in Heston. 14 people also were wounded. The victims' families argued that the now-defunct A Pawn Shop should have known that shooter Cedric Ford's girlfriend was a straw buyer. He was a convicted felon barred from possessing the firearms. An attorney for the pawn shop did not immediately return a telephone message seeking comment. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Authorities say three suspects in the destruction of a Kansas high school band room are ages 8, 10, and 11. Reno County District Attorney Keith Schroeder says any case against the children would be sealed because of their ages. They are suspected of trashing the band room at Pretty Prairie High School during the weekend. Officials estimate the damage between $50,000 and $75,000.
The state of Kansas will now not only look at signatures, but also check with voters to determine intent before throwing out ballots under a new law signed by Governor Laura Kelly last week. Dwight Hammett is an activist whose challenge to the Republican gubernatorial primary result brought light to the issue. Hammett says the changes were necessary.
The state was likely about to get sued. This practice was illegal, and now instead of the state having to go through the court system and be found to unconstitutionally be throwing out ballots, we had a situation where the legislature came together and passed a bipartisan bill. You know, it had almost unanimous support. So that was a really good proactive thing for the state to do.
House substitute for Senate Bill 130 will also give county election officials discretion to allow all registered voters to cast their ballot at any polling place in their county on election day.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says it is an event of weighty significance, the Hermit Kingdom testing a new guided weapon Fox's David Spunt reports.
This would be the first time the North Korean leader has fired a weapon since meeting face-to-face with President Trump in February. A U.S. official told Fox News it happened in North Korea. It's likely a short-range test of some sort, not a large ballistic missile test. Media reports coming out of the Korean Peninsula indicate that Kim Jong-un and his team fired what is being called a new tactical guided weapon. That being said, we don't know exactly what was launched. We can tell you, though, that there was no infrared signature on the device detected by spy satellites. That means it's pointing to a smaller device that was launched. The Pentagon is monitoring the situation, but won't get into much more about it as far as a comment is concerned.
The test comes less than a week after Kim Jong-un had said that he's willing to sit down with President Trump for a third summit.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
College Bowling National Tournament getting underway today for team competition. We'll see how the Shockers square up coming up in sports.
Police are looking into whether hazing was involved in the death of a college student in upstate New York. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. In front of a packed Miami ballroom of Cuban exiles and Bay of Pigs veterans, President Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, announced major hardline policy changes with Cuba.
For the first time since the Helms-Burton Act was signed in the 1990s, the Trump administration will begin enforcing what's called Title III. This allows Americans who had their property seized by Castro to sue the foreign companies who operate out of those properties today.
Going back as far as President Clinton, every U.S. president has waived implementation of Title III for fear of it spawning international trade disputes between the U.S. and Europe and Canada. In Coral Gables, Florida, Phil Keating, Fox News.
Police are looking into whether hazing was involved in the death of a college student in upstate New York.
State University at Buffalo freshman Sebastian Serafin Bazan died Wednesday after being in the hospital since Friday. The 18-year-old was from Port Chester, north of New York City. Police aren't releasing details of the case involving the Sigma Pi fraternity, but neighbors report seeing someone who appeared to be unconscious being carried out to the front lawn of a house that's off campus. Detectives say they're looking into whether drugs and or alcohol were involved in Bazan's death and are awaiting autopsy results. All campus fraternity and sorority activities have been suspended indefinitely. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A woman who got sick from a pre-cut melon is launching lawsuits.
50-year-old Tammy France of Kentucky says she was in a hospital for a week after getting hit with salmonella poisoning that came from pre-cut melon made by Cato Foods. She got that melon from a Kroger store in March. Now she's suing Kroger and Cato. Cato issued a recall for melon products sold in 16 states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Cato's recalled fruit has been linked to 93 salmonella cases. No comment yet on the lawsuit from Kroger, and Cato's parent company says it doesn't comment on pending litigation. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning here in Wichita, gasoline prices going back up to $2.69 a gallon. That's what we're seeing out there this morning. 269 traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, Steve. We made it through the night. So glad that we did without, you know, too many issues out there.
Right. We had some pretty good lightning, a little hail to the south, and here in Wichita, we made it through pretty good.
Yeah, was it the winds turned a bit gusty as well during the night, and I'm sure they woke you up too, but yeah, those long, hard, loud rumbles of thunder. I know I wasn't the only one that kind of got woken up, but yeah, we were pretty busy this morning during our Kansas Today show, just showing off a lot of those pictures. And just in case there's anybody listening out there that wasn't watching us, you know, I just want to thank everybody for sending those pictures in, because those are very helpful. Even though we had some crews out, you know, during that time, especially with it being springtime, there's always those few where we're in the studio, especially some of the meteorologists, and when we get those pictures in, they kind of paint the picture of what we can what's actually happening out there instead of just looking at radar. So again, just thank you for sending those in. Getting into that forecast though, partly to mostly cloudy skies today. I still am tracking a 20% chance of a rain shower, mainly during the afternoon, evening. Our winds are going to be mainly out of the north. They're still going to be gusty as well at 15 to 30. And they're not only going to keep us cool with a high of 65, but also bringing in that weak wave of some energy that could spark up a couple of showers, maybe even an isolated rumble of thunder, but not expecting anything severe. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a 10% 10% chance of rain and then completely dry by Friday. We are going to wake up on a chilly note, though, early tomorrow morning. Low of 42, but then bouncing back up to 70 degrees for a high as we get ready to kick off the weekend. Unfortunately, shower storm chances return Easter Sunday. Got to watch out for that. Right now, 50 degrees with a mostly cloudy sky. North wind at 20 miles an hour. With a 33-mile-per-hour gust, and since it's still pretty early, we could see those winds get even stronger. Visibility's at 10 miles, and we do have a bit of a wind chill. Feels more like 44 out there.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:13, Steve and Ted, and coming up a little later on today, the redacted Mueller report is expected to be released. And with us this morning, talk about that, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, guys.
We tell you, you're already getting a little information or suspected information that it won't be quite as redacted as some people thought. And there are other things, a lot boiling around this release later today. Tell us about it.
It really is. The Washington Post was reporting this morning the Justice Department is describing this as lightly redactions. But in this case, redactions may be in the eye of the beholder. And we'll have to wait to see exactly what those are, how many, and we are expecting William Barr, the Attorney General, to hold a news conference just a little more than an hour from now, and we expect him to kind of give a primer on what to look for, how this was done. He will also, our reporting, address a New York Times report that said that there had been conversations between the White House and the Justice Department ahead of the release of this redacted report. It is full frenzy mode here in Washington, as you can imagine.
Well, we're going to carry live coverage of that here in a little over an hour of that news conference right here on KNSS around 8:30 our time. So from what we can see so far, what we've heard is doesn't look like anybody's going to be charged in this thing or there are going to be any indictments. It just could be a little embarrassing for the president and some other people on what they found out.
Well, yeah, there were going to be additional indictments from this particular probe. We would have had them because the Justice Department has said there would be no further indictments. That doesn't mean, though, that there couldn't be indictments elsewhere. In fact, Barr has said that part of the redacted information are its cases that have been referred off to other districts. Now, we don't know what those are, who could be implicated, but I wouldn't say there wouldn't be any other indictments, but there's not going to be any as far as Russian collusion is concerned. That has been put to bed by Robert Mueller. Democrats are extremely unhappy with all the way this is playing out when it comes to the news conference this morning, because that's going to happen before anyone sees the report, before Congress sees the report. And sometimes in cases like these, reporters will get, as you know, an embargoed copy of something so we can begin to digest it. I don't know if the Justice Department was concerned about leaks, but we did not get that. So we're faced with the challenge of reporting a 400-page report in real time. We've got all kinds of reporters everywhere, so it's not just one of us that's trying to handle this, but we'll be going through it and trying to pick out the headlines as soon as possible while being judicious in what we report, because we don't want to just haul off and pull out something out of context or something like that. So that this is definitely it's game day for a lot of us here as we await this report.
Well, not only do you need a speed reader, but you need somebody who knows what they're looking for as well.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think a lot of reporters will be making a beeline for the section where there's investigation over a possible obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
So looking for what William Barr, how he based his opinion not to move forward with that. Also, it'll be interesting to see, I imagine that Robert Mueller lays out what Russia was attempting to do during the 2016 campaign. No conspiracy, no collusion, but it'll be interesting to see what they were up to exactly during the time that President Trump was running for office.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate your time and your coverage this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland talking about the release of the Mueller report. And again, Attorney General Barr is said to be having a news conference at about 8:30 this morning. And our plan is to carry that live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, just to at least get the opening remarks, get some comment on what he's gonna say in the general's speaking about the release of the Mueller report, which people have been waiting for a long, long time now. A lot of anticipation. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's sports time now with Ted Woodward. Ted, You going to talk about bowling already this morning? Or?
Yeah, college bowling season in Dayton, Ohio for the big national championships in singles competition. Still alive, Wichita State senior Sierra Kanemoto, she's from Dayton, Ohio, bowling in her hometown. And she won a couple of match play rounds yesterday to advance all the way to the Final Four. She won her round of 16 against a competitor from Wright State by 86 pins. And then in the national quarterfinals, she won by 6 pins over a competitor from Hastings. That puts Kanemoto into the Final Four, where she will compete on Saturday for an individual national championship. Now, the team competition starts today with 24 qualifying games to determine seeding. Both the Wichita State men and women are ranked among the top five in the nation coming into the team competition. Wichita State head coach Gordon Vatican appeared on The Drive on Sports Radio KFH. Let's get a preview of the Shocker women heading into the team championships.
This is a good group. You've got a fifth-year senior, Eric Kanemoto. You've got a bunch of freshmen beyond that, and a couple of other players that are upperclassmen, juniors and seniors, that come in with some collegiate experience. But by and large, this is a fairly young team, four entering freshmen this year from all over the country. So we're glad to have them. They're talented, but they've never played in this event. So this will be interesting to see how things go.
We'll see how the Shockers fare at the National Intercollegiate Team Championships up in Dayton. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon, the Kansas City Royals on the south side of Chicago taking on the White Sox. Royals still looking for that first road win of the season. The last team in the American League still winless on the road. And it would not be easy. The Royals go to extra innings against the White Sox. Hunter Dozier did hit a home run in the top of the 10th to give the Royals the lead, but of course, keeping that lead with the bullpen has been a problem for the Royals all season long. Could they hold on? You heard the game yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
0-2 the count. Barlow delivers. Swing and a grounder to the right side. Dozier has it. He'll throw to first, and the Royals win in 10 innings, and they have their first road win of the year, 4-3. The final score, and Scott Barlow, his first major league save.
Wow. It took a long time, but they finally got one on the road,
Finally. Wow. April 17th, got that road win, the Royals will have plenty more opportunities for road wins as they are on the road for the next week. The next four games are in the Bronx, visiting the New York Yankees. Four-game set with the Yankees. Game one of that set at 5:30 p.m. today. You can listen to the Royals and the Yankees on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. It's the Kansas City Chiefs have found out their schedule for the upcoming 60th season in franchise history. The Chiefs don't play their home opener until week three against the Baltimore Ravens. They have to open up with a pair of road games at Jacksonville, at Oakland. The Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers will play a Monday night football game scheduled for Mexico City. Of course, the Chiefs were supposed to play in Mexico City last year, but the field got messed up. They're going to try it again. Chiefs, Chargers, and the Chiefs will also have back-to-back home games right in the middle of the season that are Super Bowl rematches. Super Bowl I against the Packers, Super Bowl IV against the Vikings, both at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Interesting scheduling.
It is. Very interesting.
We are your radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's a home weekend for Wichita State baseball and softball, going a day early because we're heading into Easter weekend. The Shocker baseball team is hosting Central Florida at X Stadium for the next 3 days. Shocks are trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. Central Florida is in 7th place in the conference, a game ahead of the Shockers going into this 3-game series. Mike Kennedy will have live pregame coverage beginning at 5:30 p.m. The game will start at 6 o'clock tonight at X Stadium. That's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Salute to Service Night. Free admission to all servicemen and women in uniform or with a valid military ID at tonight's Shocker baseball game. Right across the street, Shocker softball team beginning a 3-game series against East Carolina. That'll start at 6 o'clock tonight at Wilkins Stadium. Shocker softball team right now is tied for 3rd place in the American standings. And a happy birthday today. Speaking of the Chiefs, one of the great Chiefs linemen of all time, Willie Rofe, is 49 today. Offensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Played 13 years in the NFL, the final four of them with the Chiefs. All four of those seasons with the Chiefs were Pro Bowl seasons.
How about that?
He's in the college and Pro Football Halls of Fame. Pretty good pickup by a trade there that the Chiefs got. Willie Rofe, 49 today. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
George Thorogood is performing at the Prairie Band Casino in Topeka April 25th, and we have a prize package for you. Two tickets to the concert, hotel stay, free food vouchers, and $50 in Prairie cash. We're going to have a drawing from some qualifiers on Friday, and the way you qualify is go to our webpage, knssradio.com, click on contest, and enter the secret code word for the day. And today's code word is Maverick. M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K.
Today's code word is Maverick.
M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K. That's the code word. You could be the winner on Friday to go and see the George Thorogood concert at Prairie Band Casino in Topeka. 7:23 now. Keep it here for the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. A new district attorney in Texas. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.